Welcome back to the lab. I've spent 25 years in the classroom teaching computer science, researching quantum computing and AI. But I've spent even longer auditing the source code of the human soul. I look at worldviews the way a developer looks at a legacy codebase. I'm searching for the bugs, the infinite loops, and the ultimate design intent. As a Christian, with 100% Ashkenazi roots, I approach this not as a confrontation, but as a conversation over coffee. I'm not here to slap you with the Bible. I'm here to perform a rigorous logic audit. We're going to look at the world's major faith systems to see which one actually passes a systems check. Quote, test everything. Hold on to the good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Section 1.0. The Dharmic Group. The cycles of energy. These systems originated in India and view time as a loop, not a linear line. The goal is often to escape the hardware cycle entirely through the logic of cause and effect. 1.1. Hinduism, the distributed database. Hinduism is a beautiful, ancient search for truth. While it presents thousands of gods, these are essentially different user interfaces for one ultimate reality called Brahman. The goal is moksha. Logging off from the reincarnation cycle where karma, action-reaction logic, dictates your reboot parameters. We honor this tradition's deep intellectual commitment to the unseen reality. 1.2. Buddhism, the self-deleting OS. Buddhism focuses on debugging the human experience of suffering. It doesn't focus on an admin or God. It focuses on the attachment bug. Nirvana is the state of zero, the total extinction of desire, where the individual self ceases to process data, effectively ending the loop of pain. Section 2.0, the Abrahamic Group, the contract. These systems view time as a linear arrow, moving from a creation event to a final system audit or judgment. 2.1, Judaism, the Sinai Protocol. This is the heritage I share and honor deeply. A religious Jew lives by a specific contract with God. The focus is tikkun olam, repairing the world, through obedience to 613 laws. It's about restoring the hardware here on earth, through the legacy code of the Torah. It is a system of profound historical and logical weight. 2.2, Islam, the submission firewall. Islam is a system of absolute discipline and order. We honor our shared journey toward the God of Abraham. In this architecture, God is a single core processor, or Tawhid, absolute and indivisible. Access to the garden is based on the final audit of the scales, weighing your credits, or deeds, against your debits. Section 3.0, the Christian ecosystem, the intervention. Christianity is built on the claim that the architect entered the simulation to fix the human compliance error. It is the only intervention-based system in the audit. 3.1, Catholicism, the centralized server. This architecture relies on faith plus works plus tradition. The system is managed through a central authority, focusing on a lifelong process of sanctification. It utilizes sacraments as tangible means of grace, conduits of divine energy, to prepare the user for the home server. 3.2, Protestantism, the open source model. This model focuses on faith alone, or sola fide. It believes the full version of salvation is a gift that cannot be earned by user performance. It was paid for by the developer. The goal is a direct, personal connection with the admin through the finished work of Christ. Section 4.0, the extension packs. 4.1, Mormonism, Latter-day Saints. This system accepts the Bible, but adds a significant extension pack, the Book of Mormon. They believe in eternal progression, where users can eventually upgrade to a godlike status themselves through continuous system updates and temple ordinances. Section 5.0, Comparative Logic Audit, One-Stop Review. Let's look at the summary of the logic across these systems. System 1, Hinduism. The bug, ignorance of oneness. The solution, karma and yoga, Balagov. Reincarnation reboot. System 2, Buddhism. The bug, desire and attachment. The solution, the Eightfold Path, the Logoff, Nirvana, or Zero. System 3, Judaism, the Bug, Disobedience to Law. The Solution, Covenant and Mitzvot. The Logoff, Earthly Restoration. System 4, Islam, the Bug, Pride and Rebellion. The Solution, the Five Pillars. The Logoff, the Garden, Determined by the Scales. System 5, Christianity, the Bug, System Corruption. The Solution, Grace, the Developer Fix. A Logoff, Heaven, the Whitelist. Section 6.0, Conclusion, the Unified Audit. Humanity is collectively trying to solve the crash. Most religions tell you to work harder to fix the hardware yourself, a user-side approach. Christianity is the only system claiming the developer has already performed the fix and is waiting for you to accept the update. As a scientist, I've looked at the data. I don't want a fair trial based on my own buggy performance. I want a pardon from the architect. The upgrade is available. All you have to do is reinstall and reboot. This is the Quantum Disciple, signing off.